you. I can't take it anymore. Please, please, sir. I'm withering without your attention. Please. Oh, fuck. Yes. Please, sir. Here's your fuck doll. Yes, sir. Any hole is fine. Just fuck your little secretary. Please just say I'm good. I'm your good little toy. Please praise me. Tell me I'm worth something. Oh, use your words or use your cock, but tell me I'm pleasing you. Oh, God, sir, please let me hear you groan as you come inside me. Oh, please, I just want to know I can make you hard. Please, sir. Oh, please, let me try to make you feel good. Oh, I want to taste your cock already, please. Can't take any more. I need to feel you inside of me, sir. Please. Right there. Please feel good with my body. I'm all yours. Take me, sir. Fuck your little bitch. Oh, fuck. You're so good inside me. Sir. Sir. Stretch me out and fill me up. Make me your exclusive office whore. Yeah, you're gonna come. Come in me, sir. Oh, God. You're coming in my pussy. You're coming, sir. Oh, sir is coming inside me. Sir is coming. Shit. Fuck. Oh my God, sir is coming. Oh God. That was so close. Shit, fuck. Oh, my sir, you shouldn't sneak up on a lady like that. Well, I guess it's okay if it's you, sir. You are my boss, in a sense, during and after my working hours. You own me, sir. It's only fair that you should have the right to check up on me every once in a while to make sure I'm not up to no good. Oh, no, I do mean it. I don't think this is an exaggeration at all, sir. Since I'm your secretary and your right hand, as you like to say, sir, since I don't really have a clear job description, it is very fair to say my only purpose is to patiently wait on you, stand by for any and all of your orders, anticipate your needs, and eagerly satisfy them. So, sir, do you perchance have a need you were hoping I could help you satisfy? I promise, sir, if it is within my power, and trust me, I'm a very capable woman and willing to learn. If there's anything you might want your dutiful secretary to do, I'd be more than delighted to help you, sir. Oh my, is that right? It has gotten pretty late. Time flies, huh? I see, sir. You were so caught up in that report, you didn't realize it was past midnight already. Same here. Same here. though, admittedly, I was caught up in other things. Definitely not the report. Nothing someone in your position would be concerned with, sir. Just, you know, secretary stuff. Oh, no, of course it's not your fault I'm staying late. It's just, I really, really like working under you, sir. I'm very grateful you decided to hire me, of all people, for the position. I can't describe how happy I am to be here, to help you and make your day easier and more pleasurable in any way I can. Truly. I truly, unshakenly believe that I was made to obey your orders, sir. Oh my, is that so, sir? I had no idea I was the only one to apply for this position. Are you sure you're not mistaken? It's honestly just hard to believe. Wow. Why in the world would no one else want to get paid to serve such a wonderful, hardworking, caring, passionate, sweet, gorgeous man as yourself? Forgive me, sir. Please, don't give me that cautious look. You know I have a particular way with words, and it is late. Please don't mind my silly ramblings. That being said, from a certain point of view, we have just spent half the night in the office alone together, sir. And it's not the first time we've done overtime like this, just the two of us. I think people are bound to start talking about this soon. Office relationships like this don't go unnoticed for long. So, I was thinking, sir, since the rumors will inevitably spread anyway, how about we make them true? It's not like it's going to make much of a difference at this point. I promise you won't regret it, sir, and we'll do such a good job for you. What? Oh. Yes, of course that's what I meant. Right. The rumors about the two of us being workaholics, right? So embarrassing. Yeah, no, totally. You're absolutely right as always, sir. No, sir, I wouldn't actually describe myself as a workaholic. I'm just, dedicated, devoted, even. I'm very devoted to making sure you succeed and have some fun along the way, sir. So I'm just really happy to stay late with you, if that's what gets us there, or just in general. I'm really happy to be in your general vicinity. Makes me feel safe, makes me flourish. Oh no, sir, I would absolutely not rather be somewhere else tonight. What a silly question, sir. Oh, no, sir. Of course you can ask me anything. And I mean it. Anything. I promise. I'll not be upset or uncomfortable. Anything, sir. No, sir. There's no one waiting back home for me. I'm single, inexperienced, but a quick learner. No pets and very much on the market, sir. Well, what do you think I mean by that, sir? Because I'm definitely willing to go along with your interpretation. It can mean anything you want it to, sir. What? The stock market? Oh yes, dummy me. Of course, I was referring to our company finally making it on the stock. Yes, sir. Woohoo! By the way, sir, do you mind if I ask you a question in return? I know I should know my place and not get too nosy, but I think it's only fair. Right, of course. Thank you, sir. Say, sir, do you have anyone waiting for you at home? I mean, we're both here tonight, after all. No, really? That's awesome. I mean, that's awesome because you can follow your passion and build up your business without a nagging wife giving you ultimatums and threatening you with divorce because you don't pay enough attention to her and constantly staying late with Have you ever been married, sir? No? Well, please don't think that what I just described is the only way a marriage can be, sir. Nothing could be further from the truth. There isn't a doubt in my mind that there are... There is a woman out there for you that would happily support your entrepreneurial spirit, sir. Or maybe even share it. Yes, I'm sure the right woman is closer than you apparently realize, sir. Yes, of course, I'm done for today. I'd love for you to escort me to the car, sir. Psychopaths are everywhere, you know. Thank you for your concern, sir. Let's go. Oh, will you please get the elevator? I'll be right behind you. I need to get something out of my purse. You know, girl stuff. Just in case. Kinda out of options here, and I'm so fucking wet. I'm so fucking wet for you, sir. If you don't take me home with you tonight, fuck, I'll have to do it. I'm going to have to. Oh, thank you, sir. So, no wife, huh, sir? No kindred soul to share your problems with? No one to rub your wide, muscular, manly shoulders when you get all tense and stiff after a hard day's work? I could rub your shoulders for you, sir. Every day, every hour, if you let me. In fact, I'd love to rub you right now, if you wouldn't mind, sir. Here in this elevator, or maybe your place? You're saying that would be unprofessional to let me rub your shoulders, sir? No, I really would not mind. Oh. Yeah. You're very welcome, sir. I understand you just want to get to your bed ASAP. You have no idea how deeply, profoundly I relate to that sentiment, sir. It's a shame, though. No, it really is a shame, because now I have to do this. I'm so sorry, sir. Sir, we're finally touching. I can finally taste you. I can finally take in your scent without reservation. I love you, sir. I've loved you for so long. You're so wide and manly, sir. You're so gorgeous under me. I'll come. Oh, fuck, I'll come just from touching your chest and grinding on your legs, sir. Please, please wake up, sir. Look at me. Look at what you're doing to me. Please wake up and take responsibility, sir. Oh, your eyelids twitched. Are you waking up, sir? How was your nap? You said you wanted shut-eye ASAP, but I bet you didn't expect that you were going to sleep that quickly. No, don't struggle, sir. I tied your hands to the rail with your tie. You only buy quality clothes. There's no way you can break free now, is there? We're in the garage where you so courteously offered to escort me, because there are psychopaths everywhere, if I recall correctly. What do you mean, why, sir? Because I love you, of course. I've always loved you. I've loved you with a deep, burning passion ever since I laid eyes on you, sir. It was magical, that moment, you know? It just hit me. They say first love is like a lightning strike. But it was like a laser beam from outer space for me. A Death Star blast, if you will. It was just zip. Evaporated everything I was before meeting you, leaving my mind clearer than ever and so focused. I finally knew what my purpose was. My purpose is to obey and serve and please you, sir. And I will. I will do anything you want me to. But you don't understand that yet. You haven't been laser beamed yet. You can't see our purpose as clearly as I can, but you will see. I promise I'll make you see. And then we can finally be happy together, sir. Yes, sir. Of course I'm fucking crazy. And who do you think made me this way? You're such a cruel man, sir. You've awakened my sexuality, turned it up to 11, and then never fucked me. All these long months, that's so unfair, almost evil, you know? You need to stick to your code, sir. You need to finish what you started. You never leave things unfinished, right? You gave me this scorching itch deep inside, sir. So you should quench it, right? You awakened the girl inside me. You stole my innocence, sir. You made my little pussy so wet and needy when I first saw you. And it never stopped aching for you, you know? It never stopped burning. Sir, so you need to make me a woman. You need to fuck my virgin pussy and come deep inside my womb over and over again until the itch spreads to you and you finally understand that you need me, sir. Of course that's it. I would never hurt you, sir. This is all for your own good. I only have your happiness in mind. I'll make you happy. I have a nice body, right? I keep it in shape for you, sir. I'm pretty, right? I'm fuckable, right? It's all yours. I'm all yours. I'm your own exclusive little toy, sir. Oh, pardon me, sir. I still have my top one. My sincerest apologies. Let me show you around your property, sir. And here are my, your titties. Do you like them? Look, let me shake them for you. Oh, come on, sir. My tits are down here. Please look at them, not at the cameras. What? Of course I know. You keep throwing glances at the corners where the security cameras are, sir. Crazy, huh? How perfectly in the center of the fields of vision we are now. You must think you got lucky that I overlooked something that important. That you now have proof I knocked you out and raped you, right? But I didn't overlook anything, sir. I want you to have proof. I want to put my life and my future in your hands, sir. I want you to realize that you have complete and utter control over my fate. I need you to see just how serious I am. This isn't a prank. This isn't a little crush that'll go away if you ignore me. I love you, sir. You are my everything. My purpose in life is to be yours and to make you happy. Your decisions, your satisfaction are more important than my freedom, or my life for that matter. So when the morning comes and the guard is done drinking his coffee, taking a dump and checking Twitter, he's gonna see this. He's gonna see this and report it, and then it'll be your call, sir. You'll have to pick a side. You'll have to decide my fate. What is it, a kinky but consensual role play? Or was it aggravated assault and rape? It'll be on you, sir, to accept me as your soulmate. Or to make me an inmate. Don't look so shocked. This is just a taste, just a teaser. This is just to make you understand. There is nothing in comparison to the real power you already have over my life, sir. I meant everything I've said so far. You own me. But I know it must be hard to understand what you mean to me. So this is supposed to help, to show you. This is my way of Death Star beaming you. Now, come on, sir. Look at me. Look at your thing. Look at my soft, perky titties. That's right. Look at my toned waist, my wide, childbearing hips. Look at my fat ass and jiggly thighs. I'm all yours to train. Own and use, sir. I can be your obedient housewife, your slutty office affair. I can be both, sir. I can work around the clock for you. That's all I want to do. Or I can be a convicted felon and you'll never see me again. That's okay too. I'll plead guilty right away and I'll be gone from your life. And want that, of course, but what I want is not important. You're in control. I just want you to be happy. If that means the end of my life, then so be it. But I know this must be a lot for you to take in, sir. It's okay. You don't have to decide now. We have 6 hours or so before anyone sees the video. So just enjoy the ride, sir. You will tell me what I'm going to be for the rest of my life when dawn breaks. But tonight, just this once, I get to choose. And I choose to be your woman. This has to happen, no matter what you say now. But that doesn't mean I'm not your obedient little housewife and your slutty office whore and the prisoner of your love. So you can keep silent or you can scream, and I'll do my utmost to please and impress you despite my ignorance and your defiance, sir. Or you can guide and instruct me. It would make me very happy if you showed me how to properly serve you, sir. You look intrigued, sir. Are you beginning to understand just how much I love and need you? It's not that bad a deal, right? I know you weren't pretending all those months, sir. Not like I have. You're not that kind of person. I know you like me at least a little bit. I can tell you're not disgusted by the real me, just concerned. That's good. I can work with concerned. And you certainly don't seem disgusted by my naked body. Thank you, sir. Thank you for looking. I'm pretty hot, right? It wouldn't be that horrible to have a fuck toy with a body like this, right, sir? Here, let me do a little twirl for you. Doesn't your slut look good in just her heels and makeup, sir? And look how wet I am for you. See how shiny my inner thighs are? That's all because of you, sir. That's what you do to me. That's how I always am for you. You know, I finger myself every day in the office thinking about you, right, sir? You almost caught me wet-handed today. That's the secretary stuff I was caught up in when you were diligently working on the report, sir. Such a bad, useless whore. Say, sir, if your hands were free now, would you spank me? Would you punish me for being a nasty, dumb doll who shellacks her pussy all day long while stealing glances at you? I have no idea how I managed to actually get anything done with how much I fantasize and abuse my cunt daily. Look at your toy, sir. Here, let me get on all fours and present my pussy. Please watch me spread my ass cheeks for you, sir. Can you see them well? My pussy and my asshole? Are they pretty? I hope you think they're pretty. No one has ever seen them, sir. I've never shown them to anyone, but I'm happy to spread myself open for you. I'm not embarrassed, sir. I'm yours. Please look closely, sir. Right here. Can you see my hymen? The itch I feel for you. The burning ache. Gets almost unbearable sometimes. And my fingers are not enough. It was this close a few times to fucking myself with a hairbrush or a cucumber or a computer mouse. But I couldn't rob you like that, sir. Just like everything else about me, you own my virginity. And I know it wouldn't help anyway. Only you can help me, sir. Only you can soothe my desperate pussy. Nothing else. No one else. Only, sir. So please, sir, won't you fuck me? Won't you please claim ownership of me and mark your toy pussy from the inside out? Oh god. Oh my god, you're getting hard. So you do think I'm hot, sir? You have no idea how happy you just made me, sir. I know I talk big, but I wasn't sure you'd get really big for me. Sir, oh my sir, your cock is beautiful. God, it's so thick. Please, can I touch your cock, sir? I'm going to touch your cock now. Oh, sir. I'm touching sir's cock. I'm finally touching your cock. It's so hot, springy. It's still going. It's still growing. And you smell so good. Oh, I'm so happy my head is spinning. Oh, fuck. I can't take it. I have to taste it. Sir, is this any good? Is my little mouth good? Your cock twitches in my mouth when I gently trace your phenomenon with my tongue. Is that good or bad, sir? Judging from your gasp, I'd say good, right? How about when I do this? You like me drooling all over your shaft, sir? How about when I suck your glands? Oh, you're loving this, sir. Your eyes just roll back. I love it too. I love everything about you, sir. About your body. About your cock. Let me prove it, sir. Let me take you deeper. Are you getting close, sir? You might not be admitting it just yet, but your eyes and groans are telling me just how good a girl I am for you. If this is what my first time sucking cock feels like, just imagine how much pleasure I'll be able to do once you properly trained me, sir. I wish I could let you into my brain to show you how happy it makes me to see that I'm making you feel good. But I hope the way I look and sound worshiping your cock gets the message across. I could do this for hours, sir. Gagging on you fills me with the joy, magnitude I've never felt before. If it wasn't for the particular circumstances, I'd love nothing more than to take you deep, deep inside my throat, hold my breath, look you in the eyes, and keep sucking until I pass out. I want to pass out choking on your cock every day, sir. But I also want to fall asleep feeling your cock go limp at my mouth every night, knowing I did a good job. Decisions, decisions. But that's for another occasion. If you decide to give me that, sir. Because tonight, I need to feel you go limp inside my pussy. I'm sorry, sir. I really wish I could serve you with the whole of your choice on my maiden voyage, but it has to be my cunt this time, okay? I can't risk you not getting up again without giving me at least one cream pie. It's time, sir. We're both so ready. The burning is killing me. I need you to make me your woman now. I need you to quench the fire. I need you to catch it. Sir, you're inside me. I'm bleeding and wet on your quivering cock, sir. Oh, we're making love. Oh, we've become one, sir. Can I kiss you, sir? I'm going to kiss you. I love you, sir. I'm gonna start moving now, okay? I'm gonna start slow and make you feel good. You're fucking my pussy, sir. Is it good? Is my virgin hole pleasing you? I can feel you so deep, sir. I didn't know it could go that deep. Can you feel my heat? Is the fire spreading to you yet? Oh, I feel so good. I'm so happy. Are you happy, sir? Let me stroke your cock faster. Oh, I love you so much, sir. I love you. This is what I always wanted. I always wanted to put my arms around your chest like this and bounce on your cock. Kiss you and lick you. Oh, look at my titties jiggle, sir. Do you like that? Do you want to touch them? Please, sir, tell me. Tell me I'm good. Tell me I'm your toy, please. Tell me you want to grab my titties or my throat or pound into me until your balls are empty and my holes are full. Tell me you want to use me, sir. Tell me you want to punish me. What's on your mind, sir? Do you want to rip your hands free? Grab my hair? Push my face in the concrete and take me until I'm covered in bruises and scratches of your gum? I want that. I want you to spit in my mouth and fuck me whenever you feel like it, sir. I want you to chain me to my desk and use me. I want everyone to know you own me, sir. God, you're driving up into me. Oh, you're fucking into me, sir. Oh, you're finally praising me with your actions. You feel good, right, sir? Oh, I'm making you feel good. Please tell me. Tell me I'm sir's good slut. Tell me I'm moving my hips like I wasn't a virgin just now. Please, sir, tell me something nice. No. I understand. I have to earn your praise. I need to be a useful whore and milk your cock to the last drop. I will, sir. I promise I will. And you'll praise me and keep me and use me right. I will, sir. I'll shake my hips as hard as I can and make us come. Make us come together. You're tensing up all over, sir. Are you gonna fill me up? No, sir, I can't let you pull out. You don't even really want to, right? You know the fire spread to you, sir. I know you need me just like I need you. You want to come inside me and make me your whore forever, right? I'm your whore, sir. I'm your fuck toy. Use me to come, sir. Don't worry about anything. Just feel good and come inside me. Please, I can't hold it much longer. Oh, please, sir. Fuck, I'm gonna come. Oh, please come with me. Oh, mark me, sir. Please, fuck. Oh, please come inside my little pussy, sir. Oh, please, make you a little virgin whore. Come. Oh, please fill me. Please fill me. Oh. Did you feel good? Fuck, you came so much in me. God, we're both so wet with sweat and cum. And you're not going limp inside me at all, sir. You have no idea how happy I am now. Or do you? Do you get it now, sir? Did I laser beam you? You know what? I think you're ready to take control. I think you're ready to decide our fate. Whatever you choose, just know I love you. So, sir, what are your orders?